You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week on Wednesday, the 1st of May at 1:30, the Auckland University Students Association, or AUSA, is holding a hui called Zero Tolerance at Waipapa Marae. With there being a lot of discussion recently on the presence of white supremacy at the University of Auckland campus, this hui aims to address discrimination, harassment and bullying, and allows for submissions to be made from people involved with the university. I spoke to Education Vice President of AUSA, George Barton, about white supremacy on campus, what the university is doing to address the serious issue, and what AUSA hopes to come out of their hui. So here is the interview now. Between people involved with the University of Auckland, whether that be students, people at BFM, DJs, we talk about it a lot here, about the presence of white supremacist groups and white supremacists on campus. What are your thoughts on this and the university's response to this?
Well, first of all, I'd say that white supremacists on this campus shouldn't feel welcome at all. Mm-hmm. This shit just simply isn't on. Personally, I haven't seen any of the posters or any of the presence itself, but I have heard from a lot of students, and we have heard from a lot of students about this. And so that's why we are suggesting having this hui, to find out the breadth of the problem and the more underlying issues at hand as well. You know, not just white supremacy, but casual offhand racism, discrimination, bullying, harassment, whatever form it manifests in, we want to hear from students.
So, obviously, at the moment, what do you know about the university's response to this? Not AUSA necessarily, but the university itself. Has it been tackling this in any way?
So, obviously, the university, and again, I'm not as versed with university's policy as perhaps I'd like to be. I mean, the university's response has been to increase security presence, that's my understanding, in some of the affected areas. And the university has a prevention of harassment, bullying and discrimination policy at place. But the concern is, how widespread is the issue, and is the policy being properly enforced? And so AUSA is posing it as an open question, and we want to find out from students what the answer is.
Now, what are your thoughts on Stuart McCutcheon's response to these discussions around white supremacist groups and white supremacy on campus? I know he's been quoted to say that it's utter nonsense. Do you think that this sort of blasé comment was made because he's on his way out? He's like, I'm so far removed now, what does it matter? Or do you think it actually reflects what the university thinks of the matter?
Oh, look, I think Vice Chancellor McCutcheon's comments were disappointing in that regard. As for the university as a whole, I don't think that they were indicative of the university's view on this. I think the issue is that, you know, saying it's utter nonsense does us no good, because, you know, students have seen this taking place. They're not lying about this. So it's important that the university acknowledges it and finds out. I mean, you know, from the point of view of prospective students coming to the university, I would far rather go to a university that was confronting a problem that it actually saw and addressed and that was substantiated, as opposed to completely rejecting or denying that problem.
Mm. And I think it's disappointing, just being a current student, knowing that somebody who holds a lot of responsibility at the university sort of throws it off and is like, you know, it's not there. It just seems really incredibly disappointing.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it is especially out of touch. That's my personal view. But I mean, AUSA's view more broadly on this is, well, look, there is a difference of opinion between us. Students have told us what's happening in their spaces, in their classrooms. We see no reason to disregard what their thoughts are on this and what their experiences are. But we want to work constructively with the university for effective policy change, to find out where and why the policy isn't being enforced, if indeed it isn't being enforced, and what can change and what can be bettered.
Mm. So just moving on to what AUSA's response is directly, the Zero Tolerance Hui is this week on Wednesday, I believe, in the afternoon. Can you tell us sort of briefly about what the Hui is planning to do. What's going to take place there?
So the Hui is an open forum for any students who want to contribute about their experiences in relation to bullying, harassment or discrimination. We want to hear about incidents of white supremacy, if that's what students want to share with us. Mm-hmm. We also want to hear the more day-to-day occurrences that might be taking place. We want to hear from our different equity groups. We want to hear from a wide spread of the university. We're approaching this Hui with an open question and with an open mind. We want to find out what's happening in our classrooms, in our study spaces, in our different faculties and departments. And so it's going to be an opportunity for us to listen. We've invited, and I'm very grateful that they have taken up the invitation, Trudy McNaughton, the Pro Vice Chancellor Equity at the university, and Anne-Marie Parsons, the Associate Director, Campus Life, Student Engagement and Wellbeing. And with them, we will be listening to the experiences of students. It's been very clear that neither AUSA nor the university will partake in any kind of response or any debate. We just simply want to find out what it is that students are telling us. And, you know, from AUSA's point of view, we welcome experiences, good or bad. You know, we're not after just those students that might have had problems in this area. We also want to find out, you know, well, if the university is doing something good, you know, what is that? And is that localized within a faculty? How can we spread that across the university? What can we do? So it's a fact-finding initiative in a way. But it's also, I think, a way for students to really air grievances that they've had and to be able to know that AUSA is listening and that hopefully the university is as well.
And what is the format of the Hui? Is it everybody sits in a room and people stand up and say what they think and what they've heard?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, so the Hui is taking place at Waipapa Marae. It's going to be held in the marae itself, and so it'll be held in accordance with te ao Māori and tikanga. We're going to open with a waiata and with a speech and karakia given by the tumuaki of Ngā Tauira Māori, the presidents of the Māori Students Association, and then the floor will be open for people to contribute and speak. It's going to be a very organic process. Obviously, there might well be a few people who are hesitant to speak in the first place, and so that's why we'll have a team of volunteers who will be reading anonymous submissions. But we've also invited the different leaders of our different faculty associations and student groups to speak on behalf of their students. They have a mana that is given to them by the students that they represent, and so we want them to speak on behalf of the experiences of those students. So invitations have been and are being sent out to OPISA, the Auckland University Pacific Island Students Association, and all our different cultural groups and clubs on campus.
So you did say before that the aim of this Hui is not for the university or AUSA to respond necessarily there, but what does AUSA hope to do with this information that people bring forward? Is it a report, or is it a report and affirmative action? People actually doing something? Because I think that's the thing that gets me personally about these sort of things: discrimination, bullying, harassment, white supremacy. What do we actually do about it? How can you go out and tell people that this is wrong? And does it go so far to remove those people from the university, or is that not even a possibility? What is the idea? Yeah, what is the idea about what we're actually going to do?
So our ideal scenario from this is to really find out the extent of the problem. The experiences that we've heard from the students who've shared with us, and we're really grateful that they have shared with us, have been specific to a particular department and faculty. And we want to find out what's happening across the university. Ideally, what would happen is, if this is something that is happening throughout the university, we would collate the experiences and the responses from those contributors who were willing to have us share those with the university and make the case for a more robust change of policy and a better enforcement of that policy. If that requires something like a protest, if that requires louder action in this regard, then we're totally open to it, because it's about getting results for our students, about making sure that we're a safe, inclusive and equitable campus for all. Touching on your point though about, you know, what is it that can we really do about white supremacy here, I think one thing that might be missing, at least from my own personal experience as a student here, is there is a lot of power in soft power cultural change. You know, we don't necessarily need to have full thrusted powers to be able to act in a way that the law already does or already seeks to. You know, that might be a separate matter. But what can be really powerful is the simple culture and policy of tutors and lecturers beginning classes with a code of conduct saying that we all aspire to be a safe, inclusive, equitable community. We all respect each other. We're all, you know, appreciative of the cultures that we have here at this university. And so it's those smaller things which I think build towards a bigger cultural change, which make a real difference in the long run, because that's what we've got to challenge here, is that, you know, there are some people with very hideous, awful ideas, and they have come onto our campus, as we've heard from our students. How do we make sure that other students aren't persuaded by their arguments, aren't won over? I think that that cultural change is part of that. And so the discussion is making different people within the faculties, if this isn't happening already, appreciate that there needs to be that softer change to make sure that students feel welcome and safe, but also to really reaffirm what the university has already said with its zero tolerance policy, which is that discrimination of all forms, bullying and harassment are absolutely not welcome.
So that is a policy that the university currently holds, that there is a zero tolerance of discrimination, harassment, bullying.
So my understanding on this is that the university has a prevention of harassment, discrimination and bullying policy, and I'm no expert whatsoever, wouldn't profess to be, on university policy, and that the zero tolerance policy as it stands is incorporated into that. Mm. In terms of that being enforced, should we say, that's kind of a strong word, but yeah, enforced against students, that falls under the statute for student discipline. So the university, I think, has a good starting point with its policy, but the question is, and this is what we hope that the HUI and the submissions from students will answer, is does it go far enough? What do we need to do to change it? What is it that we can be doing ourselves personally to be able to promote this? You know, I mean, we certainly wouldn't expect to impose a duty on students that they have to step in circumstances where they don't feel safe, but we would want to build a culture where students would see this discrimination taking place and know how to effectively stop it or to deal with it, to be able to stand up for people, because I think that's what students want. And so building that community where they have the ability and the skills to do that is really important.
Yeah, I actually think that's really good, George. I think we're good.
Okay, sweet. Yeah,
unless there's anything else you would like to say.
No, the only thing I'd like to say is, again, the HUI is on Wednesday, the 1st of May at Waipapa Marae. Anyone is welcome. We welcome all submissions. We want people to tell their truth in their way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we have students here whose first tongue is not English, feel free to speak in your own language. Feel free not to have to translate afterwards. We want to hear students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.